Page 68. Cross-curricular focus. Penal system reformers. John Howard, 1726 to 1790. John Howard was born into a wealthy family, but his mother died when he was 5, and then his strict religious father died when he was 16. Howard's interest in prisons probably began after he was taken prisoner by the French during a voyage to Portugal in 1755. Howard became the sheriff of Bedfordshire and decided to inspect a local prison. He was shocked by what he saw, there and later in other prisons in England and Europe. He gave evidence on prison conditions to a House of Commons committee. As a result, an Act of Parliament was passed to improve the sanitation in prisons. Howard died in 1790 after becoming ill with typhus while visiting a prison in Ukraine. However, he is still remembered for his good work and has been honoured in several countries with statues and awards. Elizabeth Fry, 1780 to 1845. Elizabeth Fry was 18 when she met a Quaker from the USA. He inspired her to help the poor and the sick. Elizabeth married and had a large family, but continued helping others. In 1813, she visited Newgate Prison in London and decided she must help the hundreds of women and children there. The conditions were horrible. Prisoners slept on straw on the floor, there was not enough water, and they used a bucket for a toilet. Elizabeth Fry encouraged women prisoners to sew to earn money, organised groups to help prisoners, and established a school for children in prison. She sometimes stayed the night in a prison she was visiting and invited nobility to join her and see the conditions the prisoners suffered. The King of Prussia visited Elizabeth in prison in 1842, and Queen Victoria made a donation to her work. Today you can see Elizabeth Fry's picture on the back of every £5 note.